be sure you are getting the most out of your retirement? For all the years of your retirement? That's the primary goal of More Living with Jim Brogan and our Dollars and Cents segment, where we provide you with an important financial tip that will help positively impact the quality of your life in retirement. And now, here's Jim with this week's Dollars and Cents tip.
What are the tax considerations of owning real estate property or maybe highly appreciated stock? You know, where you've got large gains. Maybe you've got a rental property. You've depreciated the rental property. Maybe you've got commercial property, but you've depreciated the property. So if you sell it, you've got a recovery of that tax basis plus the long-term capital gain. If you have a large gain, you've got the recovery of basis no matter what. But this is a big issue for people that have owned investment property for a long period of time, or maybe have owned, maybe you've got a family stock that's been in your family for years. You inherited it from your parents and you're planning on leaving it to your kids. Where are some tax opportunities? So one thing that's really important to understand is you may be aware, you may not, when you pass away, any potential capital gains tax for long-term capital gains, that exposure goes away at death. Okay? So you do receive a lot more flexibility if you own highly appreciated real estate or highly appreciated stock when you pass away. But here can be a challenge. Let's say you're a married couple, and you may say, Jim, we anticipate holding this rental property or this stock really till we're both gone, but needs are going to change as you age, and when one spouse passes away, maybe you don't want to mess with your rental property anymore. But typically, if you own things jointly, the way that would work is when you own things jointly and you've got a large capital gain, and one spouse dies, only half of that long-term capital gains exposure goes away. So let's use round numbers. You buy a property for $500,000; it's worth $1 million. You jointly own it with your spouse. One spouse dies. Your tax basis is now $750,000, not $500,000. But you've still got capital gains exposure on $250,000. So if that surviving spouse doesn't want to manage the property, or maybe doesn't want that stock anymore, his or her hands, they aren't tied, but they got tax considerations. Well, in Tennessee, there's a solution for that. You can do what's called a community property trust. This is something that just came on within the last 5, 6, 7 years, something like that. You can create a community property trust. You can fully control the property or the stock. You put that asset in the community property trust, and here's the benefit. Not really a tax benefit while you're alive. You do not lose control of that asset while you're alive. Here's the benefit. When one spouse passes away, it doesn't matter which one. We never know who's going to pass away first. Regardless of who passes away first, the surviving spouse in that community property trust, if it's set up properly, all of the long-term capital gains exposure goes away moving forward. So now that surviving spouse has flexibility. If he or she wants to sell the rental property or the business property or the stock as part of the financial plan, don't have to worry too much about capital gains exposure anymore. So if you have highly appreciated assets or a highly appreciated asset, whether it's real estate, stock, or any asset, a community property trust may make a lot of sense for you. Now, you have to do that with an attorney. I'm not an attorney. I'll defer that, the mechanics of that, to the attorney. It needs to be with an attorney that really understands these laws, but that is not an opportunity you want to overlook, and it can also be powerful with other estate planning techniques. If you have property out of state, it can really provide the added benefit of ease of administration when one spouse dies. So if you have highly appreciated assets, be sure you're looking at these things. I would absolutely love to help you with that. If you have questions about any of that, you can email me at askjim@broganfinancial.com. You can lay out a scenario. I answer every email, and I'm happy to answer your question. That's askjim@broganfinancial.com. Be careful ensure that you're not overlooking tremendous tax opportunities on highly appreciated assets in your investment
and
estate plan.
That's our Dollars and Cents segment for this week. You can find this week's Dollars and Cents segment and others by visiting BroganFinancial.com.